Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement. Hi guys, this is Ophélie, your host. Welcome back to another episode of the Mama Activist Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for anybody who's been listening to my podcast, who's been enjoying the conversation I've been having along the way on my journey with my daughter Afra. It's been the last few months have been very exciting for us. This month, December 2022, last day of December 2022, we have been to four countries, from Sierra Leone, Freetown, to Senegal, where we made a stop on our way back to Europe, to France, to then the UK, where I am talking to you from right now. It's weird because being in France, I obviously was speaking French, and I found the adjustment always quite, I wouldn't say challenging, but like, you know, you have to adjust. So I had everything set up to start talking to you today. I had my music on, like I had a little atmosphere going on, but then Afra woke up, so I had to stop my music. But the music is coming back, guys. I just have to make sure that it is not too loud, because for some reason my voice talking is very soothing to her, but when there is other noises, sometimes she does wake up. And I'm recording this episode just an hour and a half before 2023, so that will be my first episode of 2023, me talking to you from Brighton in the UK. So here is the music, guys. Tonight I am going for something very soothing, something very calm, something very relaxing, because traveling is always so exhausting. It can be exhausting. It wasn't too bad. We traveled from Paris to France. We took the train. I always prefer taking the train, especially with Afra, because it's easier. My family in France live in the Parisian suburb, about an hour from Gare du Nord, which is where you can get the Eurostar to London. The train takes about 2 hours and a half, even less. Yeah, 2 hours and a half, and it takes you straight to London, to the a good location in London, the middle of London, actually. Not, because if you take the airport, it's not really in London. It's London Airport, but sometimes to get there is quite challenging and long, and with Afra's, it's too much of a struggle, so I find it easier to take the Eurostar. And I am very grateful to have been able to make that journey safely. From Sierra Leone to Brighton, UK, I am very grateful to have been able to make that journey safely with my daughter. And I also recognize that we have been very, very blessed this year to be able to travel to different continents, to different countries, to meet amazing people, to see beautiful places, to spend time with my family, to spend time in a continent and in countries where things are different, where I feel more at ease and home and welcomed, where it's easier for me to I guess integrate and to build community, to feel part of a community, because I have been surrounded this year by people who look like me. And this, even though we don't necessarily recognize sometimes that this is important, it makes such a difference going in a country and experiencing this. You know, I grew up in the West. I grew up in white-dominated areas and places. I was always mixed in places. Like, you know, I got my education in a school that was white-dominated. I was one of the only black person of my class. And I always found myself, even though I have my family and I have group of friends, you know, like public places, like you kind of like always somehow find yourself in those places, you know, day-to-day life, job, like professionally and stuff. So being in Africa and experiencing something different is beautiful. It's a beautiful experience for me. It gave me space to get to know myself more as a person, as a woman, as a black woman. It really helped me kind of like rebuild, like really question my identity. Grew up in the West, you know, like who was I, you know? Like, was I really myself? Was I really trying to be, or was I always trying to assimilate? You know, I really, like, spending time in Africa really gave me the opportunity to do a lot of unlearning of the things I was taught, like ways of behavior I inherited from my education in the West, from always being in those spaces with white people. I went on a journey, and I'm still going on this journey of, like, unlearning those things and really questioning myself always. And unlearning is also beautiful, because as you unlearn, you relearn. You know, I, being in Africa, being surrounded by my black sisters, I did a lot of relearning. As much as I was doing my unlearning, I relearned the way of loving my body, my curve, my hair. You know, I have a good friend of mine, Natalia, who has this beautiful page and his beautiful project where she works with Afro hair. She empowers women with Afro hair. She really reteaches them about their hair and how to look after their hair. And before I traveled to Africa, I was on a journey with her. But being in Africa, you know, the love of my hair is different. I did a lot of unlearning in terms of, like, I unlearned the way I was taught to hate my hair. I unlearned the way I was taught to always have to cover my hair, or to always, like, kind of like hate having frizzy hair. You know how, like, black communities in Europe, black women, a lot of us had that, we felt oppressed with our hair. We felt obliged to, like, straighten our hair for our hair to be accepted. And I know a lot of black women in Europe are on that journey of unlearning this, you know, of really learning to look after their hair. But just going back to Africa and the way that this, my experience there, really made me unlearn that belief and embrace my real hair. And also having women around me who are able to look after my hair properly, because they have the same hair, because, you know, they are in a land where they have those hair, their ancestor had those hair, and they learned how to look after their hair. And they learned from their mothers, who learned from their mothers. So it was passed on from generation to generation, how to care for our hair. So the way people braid in Africa, in Sierra Leone, it was beautiful. Like, I practiced a bit. I felt almost ashamed. I'm not ashamed, but like ashamed in the sense that I was like, oh fuck, I don't know how to braid hair like this. You know, I couldn't braid my mother hair like this. I mean, I know how to braid. My mom did taught me how to braid. We had to anyway. You know, we had to braid our own hair here in Europe, and because here, you know, black hair, like black hairdressers, is not everywhere. It's not like, en français, je dirais, c'est pas dans tous les coins de rue. It's not like at every corner, so, you know. You have to find those places. So, because it's not, like, the demand is not there, I guess, then it's hard to access it because there's not many options. This is what I'm trying to say. So having options there, like there you have options everywhere. Everybody knows how to do hair. You don't even have to go to the salon. You can ask your neighbor, you know. You can ask the lady who, like, everyone, you know. Everyone knows how to braid hair there. So I also do so. I was also braiding my sister's hair, like my friend's hair, which also gave me the opportunity to improve those skills. But yeah, to be in a country where everybody knows how to look for you, look after your hair. People know what to do with your hair. They know how to make your hair look nice without having to add extension, without having to straighten your hair, without having to like cover it up to, you know, hide it, to try to assimilate with white culture. It was liberating, and it was me unlearning this idea that something was wrong with my hair and that I always had to do something and learning how to look after my hair. So yeah, a lot of unlearning and a lot of new learning. And yeah, I am very grateful for those beautiful experiences. I am grateful that my daughter also gets to see this and to grow up with this. What a privilege, and I feel blessed to be able to give this to her. And I hope that, you know, it does her good, her and herself and her self-image. I hope that it helps her to grow, internalizing and normalizing that her hair are beautiful and that she can do everything she wants with her hair, that she doesn't have to hide her hair, that she doesn't have to hide her hair. So really, if I am grateful for the experience, I am grateful for that I had the opportunity to go on that journey again and to have that support when I was there, and the unlearning, going on a journey of unlearning is a beautiful journey. It really takes you through routes you didn't know, you could have never known you would go that way, and there will be surprises along the way. So that's really one of the best things I enjoyed while traveling, and there's many other things, but I guess tonight this is the one I wanted to share. And yeah, a lot of unlearning. And yes, really, I know I have been blessed this year, so has Afra. And like I was saying about the facility with which I can easily travel to different countries. And I think in terms of like which country was my favorite this year. So this year, which country did we do with Afra? We started the year in Brighton. Early last year, we moved into our new flat. And then we went to France soon after this. Spent a lot of time in the UK. Where were we last January? No, we were here, yeah. We spent Christmas in France, and then after January, I think we went back to France. And then April, we went to Tanzania. We stayed there about 1 month and a half. That was a very beautiful experience. It was a very nice introducing to the African land. You know, it was the beginning of our journey in Africa. We started with Tanzania. We stayed there 1 month and a half. I wished we had stayed longer, but Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, I am coming back for you. But I'm just waiting. Even though we started with Tanzania on the East Coast, we went back on the West in Sierra Leone, and I think I want to stick with the West just for a little bit. There is so many countries in West Africa that I want to get to travel to. I want to go to Mali. I want to go to Togo. I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. So many countries. And while I travel in those countries, I really want to get to know the culture and the people, and to still learn from my African brothers and sisters. You know, I want to learn from Black culture, from my culture, that being in Europe, you know, Europe has tried to detach me from that culture. So yes, 2022 has been a beautiful year. Really, it has been a beautiful year. It really has allowed me to travel to other countries, and I hope that to travel to many other countries. And I hope that 2023 brings me even more to brings me and Afra to even more places, to even more places. So, what else, guys? This episode is like a flow episode. I think it's me kind of like doing a recap of my year and what I hope to do next year in terms of, you know, being a mama activist, traveling the globe, well, traveling in Africa with a daughter. I think going to Africa, my first aim, you know, wasn't to really do anything. It was to mostly kind of like ground myself, or like just be in Africa and unlearn. I think before I can really do anything, when I mean do, I mean like my activism, you know, do what I do. In the ways that I do, I really want first to understand, you know, to unlearn, to really ground myself, and to, you know, being an activist for Black liberation, really try to liberate myself in the place where I want to liberate my people. I mean, this is not really what I want to say, but I guess you can make sense of this. What I meant is, you know, I advocate for Black liberation, and even in Africa, Black people are not liberated, even though it is our land, because we are still oppressed by white supremacy has infiltrated African countries through slavery, through colonization, through decolonization, through many ways. But white supremacy is also dominating there, and I guess the unlearning that I'm trying to do, and also I want to understand, to experience what are the needs there, you know, how can I support the liberation of my people without coming across as a white savior neither, you know. I don't have the answer. My ideas are not better than people who are born there, because I have like some kind of like, I have more privileges, I have more money, or I have like a passport that allows me to go to other places, you know, those things that's not grants me the right, like it does not grant me a title of like making better decisions. Wait, anyway, I guess even as I am trying to think and to put words in this, is still kind of like confusing for me, and I guess I want to do a special episode on this. But yeah, I am doing a lot of unlearning, a lot of grounding myself, a lot of wanted to support, wanted to help, wanted to re-engage with my privilege. I wanted to re-engage and want to be part of the community, learn about myself, learn about our history that I was not taught in school. You know, I am still on my journey of learning about the real history of Black people. And I am looking forward to go on that journey with you guys. I am looking forward to go on that journey with you. I am going to stop talking now. I am going to stop talking now, but it was nice to have a little debrief of like all the travels that we have made and what I gained from those travels and where I'm going now, knowing all of this. I hope that 2023 will bring me to many amazing places, will connect me with amazing people who are fighting for Black liberation, to amazing communities in Africa and also in Europe. And really will bring me the tools that I need to continue my advocacy with my daughter. And while doing this, to also look after myself. And I'm still on my healing journey to still heal myself. And I wish this for you two guys, for anyone who is listening to me right now. I wish this to you too. Healing, travel, joy, love, nice sunny days. May we enjoy our year. May we enjoy everything. The sun, the rain, the joy, the pain. May we remember to be grateful for it all. May we remember that, you know, we did not come here alone. We are all in here together. May we strengthen our sense of community, especially here in the West. May we let go of this idea that white people are better. Also, it will do us good. When I say us, I mean us Black people. It will do us so good to stop having this internalized racism, internalized oppression toward ourselves. To finally accept ourselves and embrace ourselves and let go of this belief that anything to do with whiteness is better than us. Because it is not. If one thing, they are trying to be us. I said it. I said it. Anyway, wishing you a good night, guys, a good 2023. May 2023 bring you guys everything that you wish for. Bisous.